Going Back to Seminary by Whitney Wallace Denny. My evenings were packed. Did I have time for seminary? As a junior in high school, I worked away from my family in Washington, D.C., through a program whose schedule dictated that school start at 6:45 a.m. When school ended, work at the Capitol continued until 5:30 p.m. at the earliest. Seminary started at 6 p.m. and took an hour and a half from my evening. I rarely had time to finish my homework before falling, exhausted, into bed. I didn't have time, I told myself, to do everything, and I decided seminary was the only thing that could go. So I quit seminary. I was confident I would make up the credit somehow and that I would still be able to graduate, and I reasoned to myself that it wouldn't affect my entrance into the celestial kingdom or cause me to lose my testimony if I didn't go to seminary for a few months. Everything seemed fine, except that my grades dropped. My math teacher put me in mandatory study hall for an hour every night for several weeks. After 3 months without seminary, my friend convinced me to go just one Friday night. I agreed reluctantly. Deep down, I truly did want to go, but I was too embarrassed to walk sheepishly into the classroom after my 3 month absence. However, my whole outlook changed the moment I entered the room. A feeling of peace and contentment flooded over me, wiping away my embarrassment and apprehension. I couldn't believe that I had let myself remove a constant source of strength and peace from my life, especially at a time when I was away from my family and needed extra strength to stand as a witness of Christ. I wondered how I could have let myself leave the place that made me happy. That night, I made a commitment to attend seminary consistently. I followed through with that commitment, and I was never put in mandatory study hall again. Even though I still struggled with math, my grades came up and stayed up, and I passed with a good grade. I know that Heavenly Father provided a way for me to follow His commandments and that He blessed me so that I could do more in His hands than I could do by myself. End of the article, Going Back to Seminary, by Whitney Wallace Denny.